Hello and welcome to the Managing Uncertainty Podcast. This is Brian Strauser, Principal and Chief Executive here at BrightPath. And in episode 208, I want to talk about a topic that is fundamental to any of you that are navigating a high-pressure situation. And that topic is what we think of as predictable patterns during a crisis. Crises, by their nature, are high-pressure and unstable situations. They're filled with a lot of unknowns. Now, you might wish for a crystal ball that allows you to predict the future, but we don't recommend speculation. What we can do, though, is identify common patterns that emerge in most incidents. Understanding these patterns can help us plan better and set clear expectations for our teams. So let's break these down a little bit. First, every incident starts with a moment when everything changes. The news hits. The news often trickles in today's world from social media, or maybe it's a media inquiry, or maybe it's something you notice on an internal channel or an alert. It's at this point that leaders should find themselves on high alert, because from that moment on, the team is in crisis mode. The next stage in the crisis is the scramble. It's natural that people are going to lose their cool for a bit. You're going to lose your people that are not trained crisis managers are going to kind of lose their shit for a minute. And they're going to respond with fight or flight syndrome. Some people become very clear-headed and calm, while others may be unable to carry on their normal activity. We have found that a clear plan and a capable leader can, in these moments, orchestrate order, grounding the team and guiding them towards resolution. As the crisis unfolds, more details will emerge, and the full picture starts to become clear. Now is the time to execute your crisis plan, to start communicating internally or externally or both, depending upon the situation. Many companies find this part tricky. They get themselves in trouble because they don't communicate fast enough, or they communicate too quickly with misinformation or the wrong tone or just incorrect facts. It's a difficult balance to strike, but it's crucial for demonstrating that your company is aware of what's going on, you're engaged in the crisis, you're concerned and responsible. Eventually, from here, the crisis will hit its peak. Up until now, it may have even been eerily quiet. There may have been lots of internal activity, but little to no external action. But suddenly, the phone starts ringing off the hook with media calls. Your company begins to trend on social media, or even worse, protests or rumors begin to circulate internally and externally. This is a critical time for the proactive part of your crisis management plan. After a few days, 48 hours or 72 hours, things start to slow down. But even when you're no longer the breaking news of the day, there's still plenty of planning and follow-up work to do. Don't be fooled by the seeming calm. This is just the eye of the storm. Remember, the center of the hurricane is the calmest. Sometimes something else will pop up that will reignite the crisis. It could be new information, maybe a poor initial response that then feeds into a secondary crisis. That's why it's important to handle the situation well from the start and keep an eye out for potential flare-ups. To help you manage these stages of a crisis, we've developed Crisis Playbook, a comprehensive set of crisis and emergency plans, processes, and templates that you can immediately put to use in your organization. They're written by our battle-tested and experienced team here at BrightPath. The bottom line, though, through all of this is this. The navigating a crisis successfully is less about preventing the unexpected, because the unexpected is, by definition, unpredictable. It's more about managing the response to it. Preparedness, vigilance, and good communication are key elements of successful crisis management. That's it for this edition of the Managing Uncertainty Podcast. We'll be back next week with another new episode. Be well.